God bless you, my children. Once again we in love we meet, and once again in joy we unite, you of this plane with those of us here in these realms, that we may commune one with the other, and come to know and understand, and bring forth this beautiful environment of love and joy across these many spheres of light. We may share with one another a common bond of love. Brother John, what is it you would ask Marcello?
Well, the title of the chapter tonight is, What is Faith?
Faith, Brother John, like love, is, as you say on this earth plane, a many splendid thing. Faith is the rock upon which the evolution of man stands. Without his faith, he is as the man who built his house upon the sand. It will crumble and it wither away. But faith, if he is strong in a man, is the rock upon which he stands. It is the rock and the strength and the essence of his being. It is the culmination, if you wish, of his belief and his trust in God and in himself as being one. If man had the faith that he was taught he has in his heart, he would be here on earth as though every man was a Christ. Every man would be unto his own. He would heal without fear. He would bless without doubt. He would love without holding back because of his material emotions. He would pray knowing that he is talking to the Father, and that the Father is talking to him, just as you would talk to Marcello, and as Marcello will talk to you. And if a man had the ability to express his faith, the true quality of his faith, as Christ did, there would be no barriers around him. He would have no limitations. There would be no restrictions. Because to have faith in God is to believe in God. But moreover, if a man has faith in his brother man, he will love his brother man as God loves him. There would be no fear, would be no torment. There would be no self-destruction. There would be no destruction of any kind. And there would be no inhumanity towards the man and beast. faith of Brother John is the essence by which we judge the quality of the man or of the woman or even of a child. And if we know and we see and we witness a man's true faith, then we know we have no fear in coming closer to him. For our faith in him is equally as strong. And there is a trust. There is a devotion born of this trust. If you consider yourselves, each of you know one another, and that you love one another, is why you are here together. You are trusting each other's presence. You are trusting each other's understanding. And each of you has a faith in each other's beliefs. And it is by this that we are able to judge, for want of a word, that you are true and worthy entities to which we may draw near. We know that you have cleansed yourself. We know that you strive sincerely to love one another, to demonstrate your faith and your belief in God and your belief in those things you come to understand and learn and teach. Faith, Brother John, in a small, small summary, if you wish, is the essence of man's progression and evolvement. And it is by the essence of his faith and the deliverance of his faith that he is judged by the Father. Is this my answer for your question?
Thank you.
If you have any more questions of this, are you content with what I have said?
Yes, thank you. Yes.
What else will you ask, Marcelo, Brother John?
Well, in what you just said, Master, this is a related thing, but you mentioned man and beast. What should be man's relation to the created order?
Man's relation to the created order? The order of what, Brother John?
The beasts, fowls of the air, the grass of the field.
Man's relation to these things should be as a brother. For you see, Brother John, as I have explained before, there is not a creature living upon this earth plane, be it man, beast, fowl of the air, or fish of the ocean, or small crawling creatures of the undergrowth or the desert, and are not children of God. For whatsoever lives upon this earth was he created of him, that it may grow and progress in its own particular way. And we must leave space enough for one another, and we must allow one another to grow, to evolve, and progress. And so you see, Brother John, this little child which sleeps in a corner is your brother, in the eyes of God, though it may not be so in the eyes of man, because it is a man's only instinct to separate himself from that which he believes to be lesser than himself. But you see, Brother John, such a child as this has the senses and awarenesses which a human being never understood nor even dreamed of. There is a great awareness about such children as this, and even lesser ones. If you take the tiny creatures that you call the ant, look at the miracle of its growth and its ability to construct and to survive and to persevere when something destroys that which it is built. Its instinct is to rebuild it. Why? Why, Brother John? If it is just a meaningless creature, then it would have no purpose. But it is in all things its ability to create. You look at any tiny creature on the earth, and it has the ability to create, to reproduce, just as we do, and to multiply, to survive, to kill or be killed. So you see, Brother John, they are children of the earth, in exactly the same way as you are. But man was given the ability to understand and express himself one towards another in a different way to these creatures. But this does not mean to say that these also cannot express themselves and communicate one with the other. From the biggest of creatures to the tiniest of insects, they can communicate and they can reason. If not, why is it they feed the young? Why is it that they will copulate and recreate? And why is it that they will prepare a place for the smaller ones to grow and to be born? All of this, Brother John, is a miracle of life, is a miracle of creation, is a miracle of God. It's done through love in various forms. Forms that we as human beings may never understand. But still, these little children of God help this earth to survive because of what they are. Do you understand this, Brother John?
Yes. When man fell from grace, when man became disobedient, it spilled over into the rest of creation. Is that correct?
When the man exercised his free will and he chose to sin, it spilled over into man. You see, Brother John, there are creatures of this earth who will stay true to that which they refer to as the, I suppose you call it, mate. And it will not transgress against its mate. And very often we find that these creatures will set man a tremendous example in this. And those which did transgress and those which did the temptation and submitted to temptation crawled this earth in a form of a serpent. You understand this, Brother John?
Yeah.
It can only stay closer to the earth, and it has no division of love. It has no specific mate. It will wander hither and thither, and it will destroy you where it can destroy you, not necessarily to survive. And this is why they are closer to the earth. And even those who in the form of man, who transgress in this way and will not submit to their sins and seek forgiveness of their sins, likewise will stay closer to the earth. You understand this, Brother John? And they will not be received of the Father until the Father is satisfied in his heart that they know they have transgressed and seek redemption for their sins. Did I not once say to you, those who will deliberately cause affliction to a child will wander in eternal damnation? And did I not describe this eternal damnation as being that of a low estate until at such times as the Father and the Father alone shall forgive him and permit him to evolve? You remember I said this to you, Brother John? So it was when the serpent transgressed against the law of God, was condemned to remain closer to the earth in this way until its Father deems it worthy of him to release it from this state and allow it to evolve. Show me, Brother John, anywhere upon this earth plane, evidence of his serpent's involvement from the state that it was in those early days of creation up until this very day. They are identical and live in exactly the same way. Other creatures have you been permitted to evolve? You understand this, Brother John?
Yes, it's very often right.
The machine, no matter.
So, Lord said that the more man loves his neighbour, the more enlightenment he allows upon and into himself, the higher the created order will evolve.
See. You have he said it correctly, Brother John. You have he said it correctly. If man will submit himself to the love of God and the acceptance of all creation upon earth as his equal, love them and bless them, and strive for their progression and survival, and protect them, protect his brother man instead of condemning him, create peace instead of strife, create love instead of hate, or in a more clear way, if he strives for the survival of good upon evil, he will progress and evolve, and he will not walk the plains of lowest act. He will ascend into his Father's kingdom and be blessed. You understand this?
Yes, thank you.
Tell me, since there are so few of you, talk with myself.
Jackie can't be with us tonight, myself. She's overdone it. I'm getting on the screen very tired.
Billy. Then we will bless Jacqueline. We will ask in our hearts the love of the Father and the peace of his understanding shall rest in her heart and make her whole. This is what makes you happy, Christopher.
Yes, thank you very much.
And what would Vary have you to say to myself?
When you were talking about all creatures, I personally try hard not to kill insects, and you know, I try and pick them up with a tissue and throw them in the garden.
But
what about things like cockroaches and rats? When you see children in Africa and India who are poor and their eyes are eaten with flies, I find it hard to try and work out the order of that. I mean, all those sort of things only come from dirt and from things that aren't good.
You see, Sister Valerie, these creatures you speak of are only living according to their own order. And because the man has allowed man to sink to this lowest state, wherein it has no protection against itself, is this the fault of God?
No,
or is this...
I'm not sort of thinking about the fault side of it.
Benjamin, this is the inevitable, Sister Valerie. If man is going to, through his greed, allow his fellow man to fall to the level of these creatures, whereby these tiny creatures will feed off them, man must look deep within himself, and he must repent within himself. You see, these creatures you speak of, they cannot define from one creature to another. When they see upon it food and a means to survive, it is man alone who has allowed them to fall foul of these creatures. It is not the fault of the creature. It is the surviving as we seek to survive. And is it not also a known thing among men to eat men when they have been hungry, and sometimes even for lesser reasons than that? Mm. It is when man falls to this lower state, he puts himself in the path of these creatures, who are only living as they are ordained to live, is their way of life, is their way of being, here where you live, Sister Valerie. These things are not seen and witnessed, because man has not allowed himself to fall from grace. Neither has he allowed his fellow man to fall from grace on quite such a large scale, although I know we are aware that even here, in this enlightened vibration, environment, whichever you wish to call it, it does from time to time but still happen. Man must lift himself up, and where he sees the meek and the helpless, he must extend the hand of love and the friendship. And are there not many such ones who have travelled from the safety of their own lands into these torn places in order that they may relieve the suffering of these children and to prevent this, to uplift them from it? A creature is a creature, and he will live as a creature. A man is a man, and he should live as a man, and he should teach others also to do the same, and to enlighten them, and to extend the hand of love, and uplift them and bring them from this destitution which they have allowed them to fall into through greed and avarice and all these many other things which create these circumstances. Man makes a terrible mistake when he will blame the elements for this. But there is a famine, there is a drought, he will say. This is his excuse. Or there is a great storm. And yet, after all these many, many eons of time, man will still inhabit these places where nothing will grow. Nothing can exist, or places where they know these terrible rains will fall, they seem to inhabit most of all, and they have it to do this, because there is an element of greed, when those certain ones will take everything for themselves, and protect it, so that those who are lesser ones have it to grovel in the dust and seek existence wheresoever they can. It is not the elements which are at fault, neither is it God. It is man. God created this world. He created all that which is around it. And if you sit silently at this time of the year in particular, Sister Valerie, and watch a tree, and you can see this tree slowly preparing itself in that it will shed the old and prepare itself to create the new. It will shed from it its leaves, its old dried up twigs will fall. And how does it do this? It does it because the Father, in his wisdom, created wind to carry these things away, created rain, so that the dampness from the rain and the drying of the wind will rot them stems and cause them to fall. And they fall to the earth and they feed the roots. His continuous of life, what it sheds, it breathes on and grows again, anew. This is a miracle of nature. This is a miracle of the elements. He will wash nature. He will protect nature. He created nature so that nature can, in its way, feed mankind and keep this earth a place wherein man can survive, where it can grow its fruit, can grow its vines, grow its vegetables, as you call them, can grow its pastures, whereupon its cattle may feed and roam. There is nothing of this earth that is not used in the survival of man. And all this is created through the miracle of the elements of this earth, of the winds and the rain, even the moon and the stars. All play their part in the creation of the elements which surround this earth to create growth and progression. I know I have wandered from the pathway a little, from the question you ask. But man has created these conditions from himself. And it is not the fault of the creatures that man has been forced to live on this low estate. He is the cause of man, and man's greed, and man's inhumanity towards man, and man's lack of faith in his brother and in his God. For if he had his faith, then he would listen to the words of Christ when he told the multitudes, if God so clothes the earth, would he not also clothe ye, O ye of little faith? If a man had the faith, and we come back into Brother John's first question, if a man had the faith, the ability to demonstrate the faith which God blessed him with, then there would be no creatures feeding off a human form. There would be no starvation. There would be none of this terrible loss of life. We see this, and we know the misery and the agony of the spirit, not of the body. We see these tormented little children come to us, and we can only bless them and help them to understand. They have performed a most beautiful service to man in that he is slowly opening his eyes to this cruelty and degradation that man's greed will lower man to. You understand this about me?
Yes, thank you, Master.
Are you content with what I have said to you?
Yes.
What?
I still go through such a lot of things you can't understand.
What's that?
Ben, you see.
For this stage of evolution, then, does man have the... Valerie has mentioned the fly, the rat.
The Exactly.
Does man have the right to control what is injurious to his own evolution and sanitation?
Bing. See, man has the right to protect himself.
Yeah.
Of course he has the right to keep himself clean. Of course he has the right to prevent himself to throwing himself down to this low estate. But we do not have the right to condemn these little creatures just for doing what to them is a natural thing. Just as taking the life of a cow or a bull or a sheep is a natural thing for man. He needs it to survive. And where you see this food, you will take of it. Where this tiny creature will see its food, it will take of it. And if a man has not put himself to this low estate where these creatures can touch him, then they will return to its true source of food, wherever that may be.
So are you saying that it isn't a wrong to kill them? I mean, if you see a cockroach, you just want to stand on it and get rid of it.
But don't let
it
shut up.
Because it breeds dirt, it breeds infection.
Yeah. The reason I asked that question, Marcelo, is because when we kill the fly, which provides a hazard, a risk to disease and so on, when we've killed the fly, it doesn't mean to say that the fly doesn't rise in the original body that God created it in.
Ecco il brother John. We were talking about the creatures of the earth a little while ago. And I spoke of just one creature where I gave the instance that it will remain as it is until the Father says otherwise.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a fly evolve? Have you ever seen these creatures evolve? Are they not the same now as they were in those beginning early days?
Yes, exactly.
They are what they are because what they are. They are creatures of the vermin, of all this type of thing, of the low estate. But even so, they really perform a purpose. They do scavenge, and they do destroy a lot of other lower vermin than themselves. They have their purpose. They have their purpose. But it is for man to maintain his state above and to protect himself from these things. Because I say to you, a serpent is a child of God, which it is. All these creatures you are talking of are children of God, which they are. It doesn't mean to say that you must trust them enough to allow them to bite you and affect you. You must protect yourself. Man must protect himself against the lower elements, whichever form it may take, even if that lower element is a man. Do you understand this?
I believe that the carcasses of animals which provide man with food, those creatures, when they die and they yield up their carcasses, for the good of man are blessed by God in a way we don't understand.
Like you, Brother John, they have fulfilled their pathway through life. I will talk to you of something of great interest, perhaps. There are civilizations which have touched this earth plane, which had a vaster and more true knowledge of this of which you speak of, Brother John, than man has it today. If you talk about those who live in frozen places, where it always is snowing, they only have these creatures to live from in order to survive. And we talk also of those who live in desert lands, who also only had these creatures to survive. For there was no vegetation. I can hear the questions forming in Padre's mind now. But I am going to take you right back now, Brother John, to a time in a place where you call, I believe, in Mongolia.
Yeah.
Then, where a true and is highly enlightened, and the time that I am talking of, Brother John, may astound you, because I am talking about a time when the earth divided and land masses split asunder and vast areas were replaced by oceans. Look at the pattern of these countries, of these land masses, Brother John. They fit one another perfectly. But let us remain with these people I was talking of. Before these land masses begin to split completely and tear asunder from one another, they made a journey, a vast journey, right across this globe of yours, which took many thousands of years to complete. Many thousands of years. And civilizations began to form across this pathway they took, across the ice caps of the north and down into the warmer climates. And you have the Mongolian civilization now spread across the earth. In the north you call them the Eskimo. In the south you call them the Red Indian. These are all children of the earth, Brother John. And even today, the culture is so closer to the earth, so much more closer than what is considered the conventional civilized man. They still believe in their gods, and they still believe that when a creature of God is slain to provide food, there is not one muscle of this creature put to waste, because they know and understand what you have just said to Brother John. That creature was placed there for this purpose, to provide for man his every need to survive. And it was because of this belief that he was able over these eons of time to make this tremendous journey across the face of the globe and create civilizations in its pathway and in its wake. They are a noble people. All of them understand the law of God and the law of survival, and they will kill nothing for a pure sake of killing. They will kill only to survive, just as the beast of the forest will kill to survive. This, Brother John, is the true man. And so-called civilized man of these plains and of these lands wherein you live is just an imitation of that which God created man to be. You understand this now?
Yes. I also believe, Marcelo, that the race will evolve such that man will cease to live off the animal and eat of the vegetation of the earth. One day, many years back.
For this, Brother John, one day, as you say, you and I together will stand on a high and view this earth of yours and say, we said this would be so. Is this to make you happy?
Yes, thank you.
What else now would you wish to talk with my son of? I am in a very talky mood.
I think we've exhausted you,
though. I am not exhausted.
I know.
La Maria, no.
No, I think we've exhausted the subject. I know there must be volumes to be said.
See.
Marcelo, are you speaking as a young boy now to us? I know you've got that accumulated wisdom through the centuries. Are you speaking to us now as a boy or a young boy, a man of 14 years of age?
Brother John, I speak to you as my true self, an evolved spirit. Those things of the earth are gone. And the identities of the earth are gone.
I'd love to see how you are.
If you could look into the sun many times over, Brother John, you would be the same as that, as I am. And you would see so many others of us who are here on this round. On the realms of light, I wish to tell you, and hold it in your memory, Father John. Marcelo is, together with his brothers, here on what we term as the realms of light and the adoration of the Spirit.
Perfectly.
Does this make you happy now?
Yes, I do. I understand perfectly.
And sometimes, Brother John, when he has been a good boy, we will allow an instrument to ascend softly into this realm.
Yes.
we will protect him and let him have a little peep for a moment. And here we can teach him those things which still lay within him as yet unrevealed. You understand what I'm saying, yes, to you, Brother John?
Yes. Yes. You are describing your degree. You are a ministering angel in the spiritual degree of that word, those words.
Angel is a term for a spirit used upon us, Brother John. Right.
You I are am from the angel realm.
I am an administering light. And all of us who serve here in these realms are no greater nor no lesser than one another. But we only strive and seek the grace one day to attain the level of those such as, shall we say, Brother Augustus Emmanuel, who will serve beyond us and sometimes permit himself to come among us to teach those of his brethren are held in high esteem by such as we. For we know that they are of a truly divine and the holy estate. And so it is now. I must take my leave and return among my fellow beings and watch over you as we always do and walk with you in love and peace. And we ask and pray that you will walk with one another in love and peace and in grace. Be still. Know that God is within you. Go in his mercy and in his love and in his care. God bless you. Я становлюсь. God bless you, my children. May the love of the Son and of the Father and of the Holy Spirit be upon you. My children, you have spoken at length with my brother Marcello concerning all things of life, all creatures of the earth, all creatures that on this earth do dwell. You are a facet of life. You are a chosen form of life, blessed and prepared by the Son of God, that you may receive the divine love of God, and so evolve in Him. Compare not yourselves with such things. Make no comparisons in your lives that will cause you to become lesser than you are. But create within yourself the true image of the Father and of the Son. for the Father knows of your needs, and he knows also of the needs of these tiny creatures. He knows of the needs of those who walk in want. And though man through his greed fails to feed them, the Father feeds them with his love and sustains them in their progression and permits them to evolve. And so also shall he allow you this same blessing, this same joy, through your devotions to mankind, your love for one another, faith in your convictions, and the courage to portray them by example. Go forward and grow. Grow in peace and love in and through the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Shall we talk now with the Father? O Lord our Father, the Creator of all things, give forth unto these thy children the understanding of a divine truth, the truth of love, the truth of growth, the truth of being, and the truth of the I Am. Recalling the words of thy beloved Son, I am what I am, that I may arise and go unto my Father and be filled. Let these words and truths rest thee in the hearts of these thy children, O Lord, and sustain them, and upkeep them, and fill them with thy being and thy cause. May the love of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit rest now and remain with you, now and for always. Amen. God bless you, my children.
God bless you, my children.
Walk as one.